Thank you, Pakistan. I'll respond to this point about the mandate. I think it's essential for us to understand that we are not here to negotiate, renegotiate the mandate. And that's why we're just referencing that decision. So that decision stands. Now, there are various elements that are mentioned in that decision. And if we, I think, look carefully at the various sub-paragraphs of 16, they do not deny the existence of any of those elements. The idea of compliance with international humanitarian law, the one of the more important theories, is right there. The application of and compliance with relevant legal principles and rules of international law, in particular international humanitarian law in the context of laws, I think we are stating that up front in paragraph 2. I don't think we need to elaborate that anymore. When we are talking about responsibility and accountability, again, we are capturing that in those sub-paragraphs. When we speak of ethical and moral questions, that is in the context of the three dimensions that we picked up. So the chair's food for thought paper, the work we've done this this week, the some of the military values and risks, again, they come under the military effects dimension. The risks that are there, proliferation risks, cyber risks, arms risks, related risks, or broader security and stability related risks, those would continue to be discussed in the context of the decision of the 2016 RevCon, as also the set of conclusions and recommendations that we are giving to the meeting next week. Now, what's different is that from what we've heard and discussed this week, we are picking out two issues, and this is from what has been said in the room, where there is a degree of interest, there's a degree of convergence, and which helps us to address all those other important issues that you've mentioned or that I've just recalled from our mandate. So I think if you take a collective view of paras 16 and 17, I think there is nothing that's being taken away, there's nothing that's being denied. It's just that in response to what's been said in this room, we are having a more focused discussion and a more, let's say, a substantive discussion on aspects where we can build some more common ground while continuing the discussions on some of the more difficult areas. Russian Federation to be followed by China.